Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy Pega.
Hey, Chuck.
Everything okay out there, Sarah? All right, we're good. Hey, well, Don, welcome back from the hunt across the country, huh? 1,300 and some mile drive to Wyoming area?
Yeah, Alzada, Montana.
Alzada, Montana.
Yeah, a mile and a half from the Wyoming line.
There you go. But success. You guys had success.
Success first day. Tagged out both of us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I took mine at 255 yards.
Good deal. Good deal. I want to talk about that, but you know what? There's a lot going on for other people to do, too, that don't get to go to Montana.
Yeah, if they hunt hard enough.
There is some activities going on. I do want to remind you, on November 16th is a Whitetails Unlimited banquet, and tickets are dwindling. They're just about gone. However, if you are one of the people that submitted a recipe to us on our website, on our email address, outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com, we're going to pull a couple of those names and get them in touch with Kent, and he's got some tickets for them.
That's great.
Free dinner tickets. They can go and hang out, and it'll be at Prophet's Park. Things start at about 5. And you can go and have a great meal and hang out with some like-minded folks. But I would hurry. The fastest way probably to get tickets is their online deal. You can go to whitetailsunlimited.com, look for local events, and pull up Muskingum Valley's chapter and go from there. We did talk with Kent last week, good friend of mine that I hung out with for years and sold some tickets with and got to see him push. I learned something last week.
Really?
Wayne Frasch was one of the people that pushed the Archeries in Schools program on a national basis through this part of the country. So So Wayne was big time involved with that. And of course, I can't tell you how many hundreds of kids he taught archery to over the years, but he definitely will be missed. And I'm sure it sounds like Kent and those are doing some kind of memorial program for him, or at least an auction to maybe benefit some of the folks that Wayne normally would have been helping anyways.
That'd be a good thing to do.
What else do we got going on in the great outdoors?
Well, as you know, this coming weekend we got the gun show. Out at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. It's open to the public, buy, sell, and trade. If you got something you don't like, bring it out. Try to trade it off or sell it. If you're hunting for something, you can probably find it there.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yes. And it's a gun and knife show. So if you're a knife person, they got knives.
And boy, do they got some nice ones.
Yes, they do. Very few hunter education courses. The closest ones around here is Licking County up in Pataskala on October 22nd, 28th, and 29th. In Fairfield County in Carroll on November 4th and 11th. Up in Tuscarawas in New Philadelphia on 10/14. So if you want in that one, you better hurry. And there was, I think, 39 seats still left. And that's it for hunter education. However, there is a trapper education.
Oh, good time.
Which is very informational. Down in Malta on 10/28 and 29. So if you're interested in trapping and learning a little bit about trapping, they sure teach you. We learned, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have our Gun Runners Harvest coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a week from this Saturday up in Jurassic. You can go down to Fink's Used Cars and get a hold of Chuck Berry, or you can go over to American Light and get a hold of Roger Graham, but you have to get there before 10 o'clock. Or you can give me a call, and I'll get the tickets to you. But they are almost all gone because Scott Brown from Guernsey County, which we're partnering with, he's going to have to get some of my tickets because he's out of them.
Gotcha.
So, and then, of course, we got to hire Friends of NRA firearm raffle. I'll be selling those calendars along with NRA memberships at a discounted. Memberships are discounted, not calendars.
Not the calendars. The calendars is a big deal this year because it's even less per chance.
Yeah, it's 290 guns given away every Monday through Friday. That's 5 chances a week for the first 9 months, and then every month or every day throughout the month of October, November, and December. It's less than 18 cents a chance, $50, and you can win more than once. If you're interested in some of the other things.
You know the good news about the calendar? I'm not sure Schilling's going to get a calendar this year.
Really?
We might have room for other people to win.
There you go.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I might sneak him one. Other events going on there in southeast Ohio is the 13th through the 15th, the Bob Evans Farm Festival, 13th through 15th in Chillicothe, the Halloween Festival, October 20th through the 22nd, Muskingum Valley Trade Days. In Rainersville, that's always interesting. October 20th, the 50th Annual Fall Festival of Leaves in downtown Bainbridge in Ross County. The Pumpkin Festival is on October 21st at the Dairy Barn Arts Center in Athens. And 22nd, the Farm Toy and Craft Show in Pritchard Laughlin. That's just right up the road there in Cambridge. And then October 28th, Trail of Treats at Durassic. And October 28th, the Unhaunted Forest in Shawnee State Park.
You know, have you ever been to the Bob Evans Days thing?
No, I've been to his restaurant, but that's about it.
I've been to that event. It's been years back, but good groceries, brother.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, good food.
They got catfish?
I don't know about that, but I just
were they caught on
I just remember
dough balls?
It was one of those miserable drive homes because you probably had 3 meals and a half, if you know what I mean. So, hey, you were talking about the farm toy show at Pritchard. I've been to that. I've been to events like that before. I tell you what'll shock you is there'll be some real reasonable deals there if you've got a little one that likes, you know, farm tractors or you're collecting them yourself. What blows me away is the price
of some of them.
Yeah. Especially the equipment that goes, you know, gets towed behind, you know, this baler or that in a miniature version can go for big money.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy money. So I remember one time being there and there was a guy who had a 1962 Texaco, like farm fleet, something or another, gas unit.
Truck, yeah.
Truck. What do you think she was going for?
Big bucks.
He turned down offers at $8,000.
Get out.
No, yeah. Yeah.
And to think that through the years I shot them up with my BB gun.
Yeah, I blew some up and, you know, the M80s were kind of fun and all that. So.
Yeah.
Duh. Well,
that's the way it goes sometimes.
That is
hindsight's the way. Always 20/20.
It sure is. Guess what? There's also a lot of good apple picking still going on. You knew I was going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I went.
Show wouldn't be complete without apple
picking. Yeah, we went the first time, and we're going to talk to somebody next week briefly about what's expected yet, because there's still some season left, and I think it's one of the great foods from the outdoors that I just can't get enough of.
You know what I remember most about apples?
What's that?
Is Chip and Dale. Apple core.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy man, Baltimore. Crazy man. Well, folks, you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. We're going to let our sponsors have a chance to chat with you. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back here on Highway 103.